Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a nice week? More importantly, did you find the time to pray to Jesus? There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we get to speak directly to Jesus whenever we want about anything on our minds. Through prayer, we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. This lets us live in peace and contentment without worry, fear, or anxiety. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was, don't take God's gifts for granted. Each of us has been blessed with special attributes that make us unique. As Christians, we must always be thankful for all we have and thank our God for the gifts He has given us. On today's show, we're going to talk about something I think is very important because it affects all of us, and that is, believe in what you pray for. As you know, we talk a lot about prayer in this show. I am a big proponent of prayer and believe we need to pray often. But prayer is not just reciting words. Prayer has to be genuine and sincere. And when we are praying for something, we have to strongly believe the Lord will make it happen. If we don't, our prayers will fall on deaf ears, because if we don't believe in our Lord to deliver for us, He will not. We have all heard some people say things like, I pray and pray, but nothing happens. Or, I prayed, but the Lord doesn't listen to me. Sadly enough, these people are right, because they have no faith in their prayers, and they don't believe the Lord is listening or trust that the Lord will answer them. And as a result, most likely, their prayers will go unanswered. When we pray to the Lord, we have to truly believe in our hearts that He is there for us, listening to us, and will deliver whatever we are asking for, provided it is something He feels we should have. If we waste time praying for us to win the lottery, I can assure you nothing will happen. But if we are faced with a difficult challenge like losing our job, an estranged relationship, a financial problem, or something that is truly affecting our lives in some way, and we pray on it, the Lord will hear us. But when we pray, we have to believe that He is listening, and we have to believe that He will help us. However, keep in mind two things. First, we have to pray and pray, and not just pray on it once. And the second thing is, we have to be patient, because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. Also, understand that sometimes the Lord doesn't answer our prayers with what we are asking for, because He has a better plan, and we wind up being in a much better place than we could have ever imagined. In the Bible it says, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This Bible verse tells us that the Lord wants our prayers, but that we have to believe in Him when we pray. Understanding how effective prayer can be is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is believe in what you pray for. We have to believe in our hearts when we pray that the Lord is listening and that He is there for us. We also have to believe that He will help us. If we don't, then we're just wasting our time. Too often, we allow our minds to drift and we start thinking about other things when we pray. And when that happens, we are not believing in what we pray for. But when we stay focused and concentrate on our praying 100% when we are speaking to the Lord, we are showing Him we believe in Him and we trust He will provide for us. In the Bible it says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This Bible verse tells us that if we clear our minds of all that is troubling us and concentrate on speaking to the Lord, we will not feel anxious about anything, and as we pray, we will feel so much better because the Lord will take away all that is troubling us. If we remain consistent with what we are praying for and pray on it often, we will find our prayers will be answered. And if the Lord has something else in mind, we will find ourselves in a better place. The first song I'm going to play today is a worship song called "He is Lord." When I wrote this song, I thought about my life before I found Jesus and how much different my life became once I did. In the verses, we hear what life is like when we choose not to follow Jesus, and then in the chorus, what it means when we recognize Jesus as our Lord. Please listen now to my song, "He is Lord."
Sure.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
We're talking about today's topic, believe in what you pray for. The point is that when we pray, we have to be completely engaged in prayer without letting our minds drift. Also, we should never rush through prayers just to get them over with. That type of praying will never do us any good. When we pray, we are speaking directly to Jesus, and we have to treat him through our prayers with the utmost respect. We need to be thinking about Jesus when we pray to him and be completely focused on what we are saying and how we are speaking to our Lord. Never demand, never complain, never blame the Lord for anything. Accept whatever challenges we have to deal with and seek his help in getting through them. Remember, the Lord never brings us anything bad, and he is always there to help us. A big problem we have to overcome when we are praying for something is remaining patient. I understand how that can be difficult, especially when we are praying for something very important, like being unable to handle a financial matter that could cause us to lose our home. That's serious, and that will cause tremendous anxiety. But no matter what, we cannot blame the Lord for this, and we have to remain confident that he will help us, but on his timeline. And there again, any number of possibilities may happen that may either find ourselves out of the problem with funds available to get current with our mortgage, or by selling the home, paying it off, and being able to buy a less expensive home, one within our means, but possibly nicer than the home we had. All things are possible in prayer, but we have to believe in what we pray for, be consistent and pray on it often, and be patient for the Lord to do his work. Then we get to sit back and watch what happens. So as we go through our week, remember how powerful prayer is and that it is a tool from God given to us for us to use at any time about anything on our minds. Use it wisely. Remember to thank the Lord for all we have, and when praying for ourselves or others, focus on what we are saying to Jesus and how we are saying it. You must always believe in what you pray for. Understanding the power of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking about believe in what you pray for. Effective prayer is when we are completely engaged in our prayers and focused on Jesus. Could you imagine driving a car if we paid very little attention when sitting behind the wheel? What would happen? How many accidents would we have? And for the simple reason, we weren't paying attention. The same thing holds true with prayer. If we're just going through the motions, rattling off meaningless words to Jesus, what will happen? No, Jesus will not cause an accident, but he certainly will see that we are not sincere with our prayers, and he will not pay much attention. Prayer is something we have to put 110% of our effort into. I have said often that we should think of Jesus as our friend, even our best friend. Well, here on earth, when we socialize with our friends, are we rude to them and don't give them our full attention? If we do, how long will they be our friend? Once again, it's the same with prayer. When we pray, we are speaking to Jesus, and he needs our full attention, concentration, and respect. When we do those things, our prayers are heard, and wonderful things will happen. The next song I'm going to play is a worship song called Praise the Lord, O My Soul. In the verses, we hear all the wonderful things our Lord does for us. And in the chorus, the simple line, Praise the Lord, O My Soul. Please listen now to my song, Praise the Lord, O My Soul.
Praise the Lord.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent. In the Gospel, we hear that John the Baptist is continuing to baptize many people. Some question him, asking if he might be the Christ. John responds, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming." The message is simple to understand. Soon the baby Jesus, the Son of God, will come to us all. The psalmist, Psalm 12, cry out for joy and gladness. This psalm expresses a contrast between the words of God and the words of deceitful people. It emphasizes the need for divine intervention and the idea that humans cannot maintain righteousness on their own. In writing the music, I use the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 12, Cry Out with Joy and Gladness. This psalm has been published by Worship Now.
Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Cry out with joy.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Very Special Bank Account. Imagine you had a bank account that deposited $86,400 each morning. The account carries over no balance from day to day, allows you to keep no cash balance, and everything cancels whatever part of the $86,400 you had failed to use during the day. What would you do? Soon, you'd realize that you needed to draw out every dollar each day and spend it. We all have such a bank, but this bank is called Time. Every morning, Time credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, Time writes off as lost whatever time you have failed to use wisely. It carries over no balance from day to day, and Time allows no overdraft, so you can't borrow against yourself or use more time than you have. Each day, the account starts fresh. Each night, it destroys all the unused time of that day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, it's your loss, and you can't appeal to get it back. There is never any borrowing of time. You can't take a loan out on your time or against someone else's time. The time you have is your time, and that's it. There is no more. The moral is, time management is yours to decide how you spend your time. It's never the case of not having enough time to do things, but the case of whether we want to do them and where they fall in our priorities. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.